5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You must be embarrassed when you look back at that.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I look in the mirror and I say, good on you, fat.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, a bit going on. Plenty. Bloody hell.
Wow.
I mean, I might head down the Melbourne pub.
What?
Put one on you.
Oh, good.
Try it. And maybe shut you up for a minute.
You won your last fight by 200 metres, so it'll be the same again.
I don't have to be 200 metres away from you. I'll tell you what, we've got Cam Mooney. Speaking of fighting.
Oh, Moondog.
He is legitimately going into the square circle with Fevole Ubiulti.
He can go too, Moons. Don't
Looking
worry about that.
Looking forward to that, of course, that chat with him.
Yeah.
A little bit of topics, Brownless.
Yes.
I really understand that bit. And then, of course, Nick Flostone, back end. Fine footballer for the Tigers. Welcome to you, Fat.
He's Dutch. You know that, Jim?
From the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands. And they call themselves the Neverlanders. So there you go. You've learned something else there. Happy birthday to your old man, of course, centrefold.
Oh, Gary Warren from Narre Warren.
Oh, no, I'm from Deer Park now. Where's he from?
Parkdale.
So happy birthday to the old centrefold. Actually in a centrefold one day.
I don't believe he was.
He did.
Come on, Gary.
Had the 8 day out, everything.
It was covered by a footy.
A footy. Yeah. One of those mini footies you buy at McDonald's. G'day, Raps.
Different boat, different shark, but again, the outboard became a tasty treat.
He has chomped the motor. Oh, man.
The shark, a bronze whaler, eventually let go. And as for the fishermen, they were chomping at the bit. Just get out of there.
You right, are you?
Here's Tony Jones, now with sport. Hello, Tony.
How many chomps could you put in there?
Just a couple.
Pete.
Chomped him.
He is chuckling away, Pete.
Great big white chompers.
What about chomp? Are you right, are you? Oh, that's good. You went and saw Top Gun last night.
I did. And really good.
So Hose gave it 10 out of 10.
And she is accurate. It is brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely brilliant.
That good.
And I love the return. I'm not going to spoil, but I love the return of Penny Benjamin. Because for years, me and my dickhead mates back in Perth, if you couldn't ever remember a girl's name, you'd give it the Penny Benjamin.
Oh.
Because she's the obscure Admiral's daughter out of the first Top Gun.
Oh.
And she has reappeared as the love interest, Penny Benjamin.
So the love interest isn't the one that was on before.
No,
what's
no.
her name? Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly McGillis. I don't know what her name in the show was. But it is brilliant.
It
is a brilliant show.
Right. So you're giving it 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. I loved every second of it.
Gee whiz.
Perfectly done.
How good is
and
that?
And Tom Cruise is a star.
Has he aged at all?
No, good.
Yeah.
60, or best part of.
59.
Rig still... cut to shreds.
Like me.
No, it was brilliant. So if you haven't seen it, go and do it. I loved it.
It's a good rap.
Mm.
What about this one?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Bit going on at Melbourne, Jimmy boy.
What the hell?
Well, Froffies May and Jakey Melchum, who are obviously teammates, went to the Entrecote Sunday night.
Yes.
Might have had a couple of frothies, and poor old Stephen shouldn't have been drinking because of the concussion the week before. Anyway, I think they had a few frothies. A light-hearted disagreement gets into a bit of fun, ha-ha, and then, as usual, it gets a bit serious, Jim.
What do you mean,
I read it.
Light-hearted or were the
Well, that's
hands
how it started.
Extended?
No, that's how it started.
Right.
But as we know, Jakey can throw them.
He can.
Yeah, so that would have been interesting there. So, anyway, he's out for another week. And the two games he's missed, they've missed the general down back. So
they have.
And they've got a big game this weekend against Collingwood on Monday. What's her name? Queen's birthday.
Big freeze.
Yeah. Yep. Big freeze.
No, you don't want that, Bill. On the track is fine. If you're competitive and the juices are flowing and that, I never had an issue with that because that means you're fair dinkum. But at a nightclub or at a restaurant, you're not belting into your mate.
You might have taken his steak.
No, Bill.
The entrecote was very nice steak.
That's not happening with teammates.
Well, it did, Jim.
Well, I know, but it shouldn't.
Oh, well, it's not too bad. Carlton defender. Not too bad. I don't mind it, Jim.
Come on, Bill. That's you're not doing that. Not to a member of your own club.
All right, then. Well, you have a chat, and they all say sorry, and you have a week off, and we all move on.
Is it you and Gaz in the ring?
Yep. No, I'm going to talk to Gaz. We'll get him on one day when I dropped him that day.
You didn't. He slipped, and then he got up and he punched the lumps out of you.
He did do that. But I did drop him with a left.
Oh, of course you did.
I was just like Haney the other night. Did. Just kept jabbing. Bang! Got through. Carlton defender Tom Williamson has taken a indefinite leave of absence, Jim, due to personal issues. So good luck to him. Yes. Hope things are all right there with him, of course. Some news down at Geelong. Geelong have been successful in its application of Daisy Pearce as part of the AFL's Women's Coach Acceleration Program.
Yes,
so she will coach down there for 2 years, but she will join the club after she finishes up at the Melbourne Football Club. So good luck to Daisy down there. She'd be good.
No, she would be. Brilliant.
Interesting to see. Does she, she'll bring a lot of good stuff down there.
Well, she's very, very good.
A bit going on in the NRL, let me tell you. The old
rugby league.
Two NRL coaches have been sacked today, Jim.
Today?
Nathan Brown. Yes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Nathan Brown has been sacked at the Warriors.
Well, no.
You know why? They said, if you're going to coach us next year, you're going to have to come back and live in New Zealand.
Mm.
He said, no.
Not doing that.
Not doing that. So they sacked
him. What a waste of energy.
Yeah, that's true. Sacked him on the spot. Mm-hmm. And also, Jimmy, Michael Maguire, who coaches West Tigers. They aren't going that well this year, Jim. He got sacked today too. So two NRL coaches sacked.
They get rid of him quick.
That's three for the year.
Already.
And Phil Mickelson, man boobs, is in. He has joined the LIV Golf, a reported $280 million deal. $280 million.
Seriously,
Jim.
How can anyone afford that money before he's even put it on a tee?
$280 million deal. And he said, oh, I should be available for the 8 LIV Golf Series.
You would hope.
Well, you'd think so when you've got to play in there. He's only got to play in 8 series events. Wow, that's a lot of money. Too much money there, Jim. That might hurt golf.
That is a lot.
Mightn't
of money.
Be a good thing for golf.
Lots.
All right.
And is that the end of the wrap?
Well, I got Beck Madden's going down the slide. Good on you, Beck. And cricket tonight.
Yes.
Australia take on Sri Lanka.
All right.
11:30 tonight. They're playing three all rounders: Marsh, Stoinis, and Maxwell.
Cam Mooney joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news.
Oh no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
We are joined by legendary cat Cam Mooney.
Oh.
It was the bombshell announcement that rocked the footy world.
Big names in the AFL are fighting.
Are going head to head in the ring.
And in August, it's on. Although the opponent of our next guest isn't talking too tough.
I know I can't fight, but load up on me and we'll cash in.
Please welcome former Geelong and North Melbourne superstar, Cam Mooney.
I'll tell you what, superstar. You need a handle if you're a boxer.
That's right, Jim.
You need to be called something.
Yeah, what do you got for
him? So, Moons.
Yes.
Welcome.
Cameron Cat Premiership Ford Mooney.
Oh, no.
I haven't spoken to one of them for a bloody long time.
You know, I just like the leader when it said Cat's chair. I thought, I wonder how many times Billy's just said he was the only key forward that ever played down in Geelong there.
Well, 221 games for the Cats, three premierships.
Yeah, three.
Don't know if you can count one of them, but anyway. 297 goals, Jim. 297.
Right.
Mate, so I played down back and on ball half those years, Bill.
That's a long way from 441 goals, let me tell you.
Yeah, hey, long... How are you, boys? How are you going?
Hey, no, the hairy cat. That's what you should come out. You're the hairy cat.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had that kind of long hair, Bill.
Didn't they love you? Gee, you were popular back then. Didn't the fans love you?
Well, they like a cult hero or a cult figure, I should say. And I was that for a little bit, but then the great Maxi Rook took over in a speed of knots and he became probably the all-time classic cult hero down at Geelong, let me tell you.
Well, you didn't play a lot. You were suspended a lot, so that didn't help.
Well, it was only a couple of times, Bill.
Most suspensions ever.
Like Geelong needed a hard centre-half forward. That's what they needed.
Exactly.
Barry Stoneham.
Well said.
Well, most suspensions in a single season, Moons Holt. If you know more.
As a cat. AFL full stop.
AFL full stop. Most suspensions in 1 year.
He usually gets a round of applause on Sportsman's Nice, Billy.
Big angry cat. Now, Moon, I saw you the other night at Marvel. We were both waiting to get the internal lift up to the media centre. You're going to have to put some weight on for this fight because you're fading away to nothing.
Well, Well, I weighed in at about 95, which is a bit under my playing weight, to be honest, yeah. Jay. So I'm going to have to put on. Well, it's funny because we did the presser this morning and had a bit of a laugh, but the Fev, he weighed in at 127 a couple of weeks ago, but he's dropped 10 kilos, the big fella, so he's up and about.
Still got you by 22.
He might sit
well,
on
hopefully
you.
By in another 8 weeks, he might have dropped that down to about 110, so it won't be too bad. I'll just have to stick and move, JB.
Oh, you've always rated yourself in the ring, haven't you?
Well, I've always enjoyed being in the ring, Bill, but I've never enjoyed being hit. So that was probably why I never, didn't continue on with it that well.
Oh, but he thinks he can go. He's a good-looking man, doesn't like to get hit.
Well, and Fev has acknowledged that he's got no game at all, Moon.
Well, I did see him on the mist today, and he's going to need all of that 8 weeks, I can tell you. Get up to scratch.
What's this all about? Footy fight night?
Footy fight night. They did it with the NRL a couple of years ago. We were supposed to do it. Probably 18 months ago, but through COVID, it got knocked back. And it's just a bit of a fun night, bit of a footy night. So it's myself and Fev, Swanee and Coons. And I'll tell you now, Swanee's been training for about 4 months and looks in ripping nick.
Yep.
And then I think Brent Harvey's going to fight, might be Milne, actually.
Well, I've got
to
say.
Well, it's a tip, right?
That's the bloody welterweight, featherweight.
I used to do a bit of boxing with Boomer back in the day when I was at North, and he goes well, Boom. So good luck, Milne, on that one.
Oh, yeah. The tip rat.
Yeah, well, a couple of featherweights.
Well, exactly right. Yeah.
Now, so who are you getting to train you? Because that's important. Is someone in your corner?
I am. I'm lucky enough. Well, with Coons, Adam Cooney living down here now in Geelong, we've gone down to the great Will Tomlinson's gym down here, Wildfighter, just down here in South Geelong. And I actually had my first sparring session, first mitt session last night, and I cannot lift my arms. Both my shoulders are cooked and my back's just gone on me. So I'm not sure how well this training is going to go, to be honest, boys.
Jeez. What about your footy too? Because you're part of the Carlton draft thing, and I see Daisy had a win on the weekend. When do you play?
Well, I got to play on the 23rd of July, so it's about 10 days before the fight, so I'm praying that I don't do an injury. It's going to be an interesting one. I'm doing everything at 42, 43 years of age that I shouldn't be doing anymore. I don't know why I'm doing all this, but Daisy had a win, so he's a cult hero down there at Neil, where he played.
Yeah.
They haven't won in 3 years, so I've got a little bit to live up to.
And you changed jobs. Now he's in the real estate gym. He's selling real estate.
Well, there's so much of it going on down here, Bill. I had to jump on board.
Imagine the moon dog trying to sell you something vertical. How are you going? You got it right?
I'd smooze my way in everywhere, Bill. Don't worry about that.
What's it called? Are you working with Steve-O, aren't you?
Anthony Stevens.
So we've just jumped on with Ray White Geelong. So if anyone needs a little appraisal or just a little house sale, just come on down and check us out.
Beautiful.
And we'll look after you.
Oh, do you wander into the Cremorne ever, Moon? Are you that desperate for entertainment that you go in there?
It's still the number one pub in town, JB. It really is. It's a great pub, and the great man's always down there. He's serving, he's interacting, he's laughing and giggling. And
drinking.
That's probably why he's laughing and giggling, because he's drunk too much.
Well, good luck, Moons, because he's a good boy, Cameron Mooney. Yes. Don't worry about that. Footy fight night, what's it all about? Tell us where we can see it and hear it and all that, please, Rabs.
3rd of August 2022, Margaret Court Arena tickets go on sale tomorrow via Ticketek. $49 each, or you can get VIP ringside seats starting at $495 per person.
There you go, Moons. Good luck, Moons.
Good on you, boys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
As we get closer to the fight, we're going to check back in with you, Moon, and just see how you're actually going.
It's dropped off.
Okay. He's hung up.
We're going to do that because there's a big difference between pads. And then actually having someone pelt you around the ears.
So you'd know that too?
No, because I didn't do the second bit. No. And I'm never stupid enough to do that, Bill.
You'd know everything about boxing because you
course,
just know
craft. Craft, Bill. 10 years of it I've been doing it. That's why I look like I do and you look like you do.
Cam Mooney on the Rush Hour, who's part of Footy Fight Night with Dane Swan, Adam Cooney and Brendan Favolet.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
3-time Premiership Richmond Tiger Nick Vlosten to join us after 5, Bill.
So 3-time Geelong Premiership player Mooney, 3-time Richmond Premiership player.
Did Moon play in all three, or he played one at North?
Which he didn't come off the bench. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
And two at Geelong.
Two at Geelong. Didn't play 11. Because Tomahawk was coming along. 1-3-3-5-3 ring now, because we just want to touch base with the Rush
Already
Hour family.
Already telling ring before you're telling them what to ring about.
Well, that's it. They can just ring and then see if they are on the right track. Because this caught my fancy, Jim.
Right.
Year 8 student receives a horrible award from the teacher. That's what the award was called. It was actually called the Zero Award. The Zero Award, okay? And Paul Bradley got it. And his mum, Patricia, she's from the US. She went to pick up poor old Bradley. And old Sad Sacks Bradley was just standing there, and he wasn't happy with his award. Have a listen to Patricia.
It all started when Patricia Buckley came here to Leek Central Junior High to pick up her son. She says when he got in the car, his demeanor was totally different from how it usually is.
Mowed up. Like this, like he was ashamed of it. I was feeling sad, and I didn't want to really give it to her.
An award that wiped the smile off of Bradley Holloway's face.
Oh, poor old Bradley, the Zero Award, Jim.
The Zero Award.
It's from the teacher. It says, "It's impossible to be me. Don't try. You'll never find a solution." So that was to Bradley. He wasn't happy. Cracked the sad. So I like this because I think we've all received some sort of ordinary awards over the years, Jim. So 1-3-3-5-3 hence.
Hence.
Well done. What crap award have you won? What crap award have you won? We've all won them. I won a merit award at Moolamine Primary School.
For what?
I don't know what it was. Just had a merit. I saw it the other day. I had merit award. And you know what I won?
Still got it.
I have at home. I found it. Brer Rabbit book. Remember Brer Rabbit?
Yes.
I could be 100 years old. Well, 40 years old. I won a Brer Rabbit book.
Brer Rabbit.
For a merit award. So we've all won them, Jim.
Yes.
All won.
White King Award, I won.
White King.
Well, you know that photo that we talked about on Instagram when I was about 18 and had the
hair. Yeah.
So that was, I was leaving school with that hair, and that was for the bleach. White King's a bleach.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I had to walk up in front of the whole school and receive a thing of White King.
You did not.
100%.
At school.
I did.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about.
What crap award have you won? 1-3-3-5-3 you won. You would have won a few, I reckon, Raps.
Raps. You'd have too many.
Yeah. Pushing the button.
I haven't won a crap award.
You would have. Ring now because there's some good prizes.
Yeah, crap awards, but great prizes. We've got a voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery and a voucher for the Neverland store as well.
Brilliant.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. I've got different all sports of sport. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
The question we're asking, Jim, what crap award have you won? Because Bradley won the Zero Award there over in America. I don't know what the Zero Award means, but it means you're no good. So a crap award, 1-3-3-5-3.
I don't know what it means, but this is what it means.
Well, it wouldn't mean great, would it?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought it would be great zero.
Anyway, Kane's rang in. Now, hello, Kane.
How you going, Bill?
Good, mate.
JB.
Kano.
And Rabsy's here.
Hey, Rabsy, how are you, mate?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
What did you win, Kano?
I won the Advanced Hair in Year 10 at high school award.
Why?
So I always used to have outrageous hairstyles and colours, and the coordinator always used to send me home to get it done because he'd get it fixed because he wouldn't like it.
Advanced Hair Greg Matthews.
Yeah, so... blonde or a ridiculous mohawk or bleached like a copper colour every single time he'd send me home.
What are you rolling with now, Kano?
Oh, just a zero fade, mate.
Zero fade?
Yeah.
What's that, Rob?
No idea what that is.
Faded, shaved cut.
I don't like it. Kane, stay there. Wazza in Hoppers Crossing, Waz?
Don't pretend you know.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey, Wazza!
How are you, Billy?
Good, Wazza. What do you won, Wazza?
I won the NAFA award.
NAFA.
NAFA. What's a NAFA?
A NAFA is not a fisherman's arsehole.
No! Oh.
But it gets better. I've actually won it at two fishing clubs. So I've won it twice.
Don't put too fine a point on it, Waz.
So two different fishing clubs.
Could have watered that down a touch.
So you're no good, Waz.
Oh, I'm too good, mate. That's the problem, you know. But they just keep picking on me.
Righto, stay there.
Fishing
Waz.
Clubs
too good.
The NAFA.
Glenn in where's Glenn from, Rabbits?
Wodonga and Albury.
Glenn.
Hey, g'day.
How you going? What have you won? That's a crap award.
Well, it was called the Stuff Up of the Year Awards, a nice way of saying it, but
a bloke crashed a car underground in the mine I was working, and I had to go from the surface to go and pick him up to explain to the foreman what he did wrong. And on the way up on the surface, I went through the go bay and it was raining, and I lost control of his brand new Land Cruiser and ran straight into the front of a parked truck.
He picked up someone who'd been in a prank, had a prank on the way himself. To tell the boss. So two pranks. So
when I got in the office, I had to sort of say, oh, look, he might have to wait outside for a bit. I've got something to talk to you about before he comes in.
Brand new Land Cruiser.
Brand new cruiser. Star on the line, Glenroy. Johnny's in Lara. Johnny?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Lara.
That's all right.
Yes, John.
What do you got for us?
Bloody Billy. I filled in for a mate's basketball team. They all said whoever wins the MVP has to buy a slab. And I thought, that's all right, I'm no good.
Yeah.
And bloody hell, I win the bloody MVP. Got all excited. Thought I must have played all right to be told it's the most vulnerable player.
And had to buy a slab.
Had to buy the slab as well for a team I fill in for.
Well done, Johnny.
Johnny, good
on the line. Good work. Blair in Wang.
Blair.
G'day, boys. How are you?
I was with Blair on the weekend, but how's Wangaratta, Blair?
Wet today, Bill. Wet.
Wet. It's wet everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
I can feel it in my fingers.
What a water view one, please, Blair.
Feel it in my
Well, we just moved house wet, recently.
Wet. Yes, yes.
And second worst thing you can do next to getting married, of course. Mm. And then I'm unpacking some of the boxes with my kids.
Yeah.
And my 14-year-old unpacked a box and it's full of trophies.
Oh.
I said, what's that, Dad? And I'm like, oh, they're all your mum's netball trophies and tennis and racquetball and everything like that. It's like, where's your trophies, Dad? Nothing. Never won one. Oh. Unluckiest bloke you'll ever meet. Not a trophy, not a nearest to the pin, not a commendation, not a participation award. Nothing.
Blair, don't worry, I didn't either. Because
we're the same era where they didn't reward it unless you got it back in those days.
You always played up. So at 14, you're playing in the under-18s. Yeah. And then by the time you played for bloody South Australia, Darren Lehman won every single award
for
five straight years.
Batting average somewhere.
No, Bill, he won every award for 5 years in a row. Oh, it was a joke.
Wow.
He may as well have attended the bloody thing on his own.
To win best.
You would have won
goal
nothing.
Kicking it.
Lockie's in Melbourne. Hello, Lockie.
Jimmy and Fat, I won.
Jimmy,
I won the Brilli Brownless Award.
Oh, what was that?
Me and my social group of friends that I've known for 15, 20 years, we obviously give each other award, and my time came to get, and I got the Brilli Brownless Award, and I thought, oh, what's this for? My good shot at goal, whatever it is.
Funny.
They said, no, you're the person that's most likely to ramble on incoherently the most and make no sense. So I thought, oh, great.
Let it out.
That's fair enough.
No, that's mean.
I don't think it is, Bill.
Just mean for poor old Fat.
Did he get zeroed?
Yeah, he got zero award.
Yes. And not a bad one, Fat.
That's all right.
Full book.
Good callers. And plenty more there.
Oh, hello. All right.
Are we reps?
No, that's it.
Who are we awarding?
We've had six, Bill.
Well, we could have more. Mm-hmm. What did I like? I like one here. Oh, Wazza from Hoppers. He's not a fisherman's two fishing clubs, so yes.
He's got a $100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery, by the way. You can find their award-winning beers from select Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria.
Yeah, and I like Blair out at Wang.
Wang.
He's unpacking the boxes. His missus has won about 400 trophies.
And he's got not one. Come on, Blair.
Well, he's won a $200 Neverland store voucher, home of Australian streetwear shop in-store. Or online, neverlandstore.com.au. Oh,
well done, mate.
There you go. Blair, you've won something.
Thanks, boys.
Beautiful. Well
good on you, Blairy.
Not bad from you,
Well done, Topics.
Well, Topics.
Topics is on fire.
Stepped right up, haven't you?
Somebody, stop me.
The Brownless Award. That's one you want to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where are on your his, Buccaneers?
On his buck. On his bucket head.
My first year of playing with South Australia after I came across from Western Australia was Peter Sleep's last year.
Sounder.
Also David Hooks's last year, the late great. Mm. And Andrew Hilditch and Glenn Bishop. Bit of a mass exodus after I turned up.
You rock up and they all leave.
We played 1 year together. They're all great blokes.
Sounder's a very good nickname.
Sounder Sleep.
Well, you just got that, did you?
No.
Andrew Hilditch, he was a compulsive hooker, wasn't he?
Well, only for that little patch. When I played with him, he wasn't. But that Ashes series in England... He just kept doing it.
He just had the hook, everything short.
But Sounder was not only a great nickname because of Sound Asleep, but if you knew Sounder, you thought he was asleep a lot of the time. He was one of those country, beautiful man, but slow chatting and, you know, just sort of took his time. Yeah. So Tim May, Tim Nielsen, Shane George, Dennis Hickey, Bluey, we all went down in this chartered plane to play in Sounder's testimonial game in Mount Gambier.
Oh, good spot,
Mount Gambier. Gambier. Boy, you worked down there, Bartholomew.
Yeah, lived there for a couple of years.
The big lake.
Yep. Blue Lake.
No one's ever found the bottom.
Well, they have, because they know how deep it is.
I think you're wrong. Anyway, keep going.
So, we'd done these things before, obviously, you know, sponsors games in the country and all the rest of it. And what you tended to do was turn up and then the team got split in half.
Six.
So if you had six batters, you sent three to one team and three to the other.
Of course.
Four bowlers, two and two. And then you filled the team with the locals.
Mm-hmm.
For some inexplicable reason, Sounder decided that in this game, it was the South Australian state team to play against Mount Gambier.
The first 11.
That's it.
Oh, no, Jim.
So that was his first mistake. And we all looked at him and said, Sounder, this is not going to work, mate. I'm telling you, this is not going to work. No, that's what we're doing.
Oh, no.
And the second mistake he made was that he insisted that we bat first in a 50-over game.
So but local cricketers against South Australia.
But they ought to have some fast bowlers.
Local cricketers made up their team, I'm guessing it's the best of Mount Gambier, against the current South Australian Sheffield Shield team, including all those blokes I've just spoken about. We made 520.
Off how many overs? 50.
50.
You made 520.
520.
Off 50 overs.
So we arrived the night before. And all we heard about, because we went to the pub, Sounder had a big bloody
piss up.
Well, it was how he's making money. So they did all the bloody auctions and all the rest of it. So we're all there trying to, you know, help Sounder make some money.
Yeah.
And all we kept getting told about was this big, hairy local quick.
Yeah, of course.
They kept telling us not only how fast he was, but how he could easily have made it in the big smoke if he'd headed up there. You wait till you see this bloke. This bloke's fast.
He's fast.
So I'm listening to
it. Big country lad.
I'm going, righto, mate. Well, you know, when you play at first class level, you get it, you know, exposed to fast bowling. Yeah. So it's not exactly making any of these blokes quake in their boots. But I said, well, I'll have a good look at him tomorrow.
Yes.
Anyway, he came in to bowl, open the bowling the next day.
He's got the new cherry.
And he's bowling to Greg Blewett, who's one of the best players of the pull and hook shot I ever saw.
Beautiful.
And in fact, got up into Test cricket and Devon Malcolm and the West Indies, he took them on for fun.
He was beautiful.
This bloke, the faster he ran in and the shorter he bowled, the further Bluey deposited him into the next suburb.
Oh, no.
They were landing in people's backyards, bouncing down the street, and this bloke had steam coming out of his ears.
Come on, pitch it up.
He just got angrier and angrier, and the run-up got further and further back, and his eyes rolled further and further back. He'd come charging in halfway down, bang! He could fly miles out of the place. Bill.
How many Bluey get?
They went, well, what 100. Happened was you got to about 70 or 80 and then you thought, well, I probably should get out and give someone else in. So he would have made about that.
Yeah.
But Bill, it was 10 and over and could easily have been more.
520.
500. David Hooks walked in and played with the edge of his bat.
Did not.
So turned it sideways.
He did not.
And he still made runs.
How many did you get, Jimmy?
I can't remember. But know is we then had to bowl. So what chance do you reckon they had of making 520?
Did they come out and have a go? You'd hope so, wouldn't you? Swing the bat.
They took it that seriously. God love them. Anyway, so in the end, my job from about overs 30 to 50 was to come in and bowl the friendliest shite you've ever seen.
Which you normally did.
I was just throwing these off spinners up and they were running down. I made about 260 and we all walked off. I sat in the rooms afterwards. I said, Sounder,
that's wrong.
That was a complete debacle.
That is fantastic. Good crowd. They make a lot of money for Sounder.
That was a good crowd.
I tell you what, Jim. All those country areas, and they could easily ring in now. Everyone's got a quick.
Oh, of course they
big,
have.
Big, fast, quick that should have gone to town, didn't make it.
That's
you know who was one at Cobram? Buddha Hocking and Steve Hocking's brother, Rocket.
Really?
He had the nickname Rocket, Rocket Hocking. He was quick.
Hodgie's younger brother was in the same
Dylan.
Boat.
Dylan. Yeah, exactly.
But so they're probably ticking in at about 130 Ks, which is fast enough in country cricket.
Right. Bill, but Greg
when
Blewett.
You're playing... When you're bowling to Bluey, who's used to it firing through at 150, that's what he enjoyed. So anyway, so it was
20 off 50. It was a fair day out.
We all got in the plane and flew home.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ah, oh, Jim, two burglars.
Oh.
Just got some different news here other than football. Well, having said that, Tom McDonald is out for a while, Jim. Back end of the year.
Saw that.
A bit happening at Melbourne. Just a few little wheels falling off, Jimmy boy.
Mm.
What do you think? They've lost two in a row. Big game this Monday, Queen's birthday. Bit of a fracas between Jakey Milcham and Stephen.
I don't have an issue with their on-field setup because I think they've got massive depth to cover that. But I said to you before, I don't like hearing about teammates punching on outside of the club.
Yeah, not good. While we're talking footy, Jason Horne-Francis, my man Jim, who, by the way, my man said he's going to put up his hand at the end of the year and ask for a trade. Now, I don't know if you can do that or you can't, but he wants to get out.
Normally when you go somewhere as a drafted player.
It's normally 2 years.
It's 2 years, then you're able to negotiate an exit if you wish.
Channel 7 AFL, or 7 AFL, sorry, put up a fake trade scenario, which saw Horne-Francis being shipped off to Adelaide, and North Melbourne get Zach Butters, a first rounder and a second rounder. It was up on the internet, up on the socials.
Instagram.
Yep. And Horne-Francis liked it.
What?
He liked it, Jim, that's interesting, I would have thought. Now, cricket. Colombo tonight, do you know where that is?
Yes, capital. I've been to Colombo.
Have you?
Yep.
Capital of Sri Lanka. Yes, they play tonight. The Aussies, as I said, three all-rounders, Marsh, Stoinis, Maxwell. So you got Warner and Finches.
He's got to make some runs.
He's the
pressure keeps mounting on him.
And then Marsh, Maxwell, Stephen Smith's in it. Does he go up and down depending?
He would.
Stoinis, Wade, Matthew, Agar, Stark, Richardson. He gets a nod. Kane Richardson.
We are the reigning world champions, by the way. So I think we put a decent side out there most times.
Righto. So they've got about 6 1 days coming up in Colombo and Candy over there.
Yes.
Candy. So we'll see how they go there, the Aussies.
Second time he's sung on the show tonight.
Neither time was good.
Wet. That was a good song.
No.
It's going to rain in Perth this weekend, Jim. Do you know that?
Freo playing?
Yes, Freo playing Hawthorn. Just on that, what will the crowd be on Sunday at 4:30?
3:20.
When North Melbourne take on the Giants at Marvel.
Why do you keep steering any of this at me? Firstly, I've got no idea. I've never met Jason Horne-Francis. I've got no idea what the hell he's planning
to do. I'm telling you what's going on.
And secondly, I don't know anything about what crowd will be there. Why do you look at me?
Rabs, what do you reckon the crowd will be on Sunday? Giants and North Melbourne at Marvel.
You'd hope for 10.
What are you hoping
for? 5 to 7, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
The cheer squad will be there.
Hey, the Socceroos are in.
Kanga.
What's your point? That's not a rap. That's just you causing trouble.
The Socceroos have a do-or-die World Cup playoff. They seem to have one every week. But they're playing against the UAE, Jim, over there in Doha. Mm-hmm. I've dropped off the Socceroos, I must admit.
They don't seem to be at the level they were.
Exactly right. And speaking of soccer, Jim, I don't know if you saw this about a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. One of the great goals of all time. It's a young Sudanese boy. He's from Shepparton.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Alu Kwal, and he kicked the most magnificent goal. It's called the Scorpion Kick. Have a listen.
Crying out for a first-time cross catch. Oh! Look at that! How on earth has Kwal scored from there? He seemed to be going with his head. He was in behind him, and somehow he's managed to catch the ball with his heel and deflect it in. That is one of the goals of the tournament by far.
Yes, a young Australian footballer, so good on him.
Yes.
You've got to have a look at it. He's magnificent, isn't it, Rabs?
Unbelievable.
You like that. And speaking of soccer, the World Cup qualifiers are on. Great story, this one, because Ukraine have been getting through. They've been going really well. But Wales defeated Ukraine in the qualifier. It's been 64 years and before they've qualified, Jim. So 64 years since they've qualified. And you wouldn't believe it. We got their song after they won. Here's the Wales singing because they had a nice win.
Oh, no. Look at
Jim. Jim.
You are an idiot.
Guess whose gag that was?
No.
Rab.
No.
Rab said he got the Wales.
I said to go with this.
Tom Jones, Jim.
Tommy Jones,
who's from Wales.
You two spend too much time at your desks. That's
64 years. 64 years since they qualified.
Sit there like idiots
well done.
And go, what about if we put some whale noises up for there? Look at you. And now you're both chuckling away like fool's heads.
People will be in the car.
Of course they will.
I don't think it's bad.
People would pull over.
No.
They'll be laughing.
Pull over
hard.
And go, did you hear that shit?
And Xavier Cherry has signed on at North Melbourne.
No.
What's his name?
Tristan.
Tristan who?
Cherry.
Not Xavier.
Plays for off. Wales, Jimmy.
Turn but. Him off.
That's what I like about you.
It's completely lost its way. Well.
Jim's traffic party.
Nothing to do with it.
Next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Nick Vloster not too far away.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
All right, so at James Brayshaw, you can send through what you consider to be indictable offences on the road.
I thought this was all made up, Jim, but you actually get...
No, people send them through.
I know. I like this.
Instagram, obviously, at James Brayshaw. So, Jeremy, here's the three that have rolled in since we last discussed this.
Righto.
People, says Jezza, people who forget how to drive as soon as it rains.
Spot on, Jezza.
The stuff on your tyres is called rubber, you clowns. You don't have to slow down to 50. Your brakes will still work.
Mm.
It is spot on.
Oh, Jim.
Why do people just forget how to drive?
Turn your lights on. That's okay.
That's fine, yep.
And maybe you slow down a few Ks if you want to.
You
but...
have to drop 10 off.
Oh, I know. Or 20 off, Jim.
I know.
And so, that causes accidents when you slow down too much.
No issue with that, Jez.
Yep.
Hilda. Now, this is interesting.
Hilda.
I'm a woman, so I can say this. Women who don't wave to say thank you when you let them in.
Mm.
It's just bloody rude. She says, blokes are good at it. Women are poor. If someone lets you in, give them a wave.
Well
Fair
done.
Enough.
Well done, Hilda.
That's not just women. That's across all people, by the way.
Well done,
someone Hilda. Lets you in, just acknowledge that they
Young
have.
Young drivers aren't doing that anymore.
No, that's poor. It is poor. It's not hard to put your hand up and go, thank you for being courteous on the roads. Now,
spot on.
Rick, and this is where 133353, ring if you have an answer to this. Rick says, a question for you, traffic party guru. When you hit the button at a pedestrian crossing and the green man starts flashing,
yes,
are you allowed to ride a bike across that crossing? Because he said, I nearly hit a bike rider who came screaming across one the other day. I never saw him.
Oh, so you walk as soon as you hear it and see it.
So he was turning
but a
left,
bike.
And the green man was flashing, the green man machine
man.
And so he looked at, this is Rick, obviously, looked and saw no one, no pedestrians walking across.
Went through.
So went to go left and nearly cleaned up a bike that came out of nowhere.
Very good.
Are you allowed to ride a bike across or not? So ring us now, 133353. I would have said without knowing, no. I would have thought you have to get off your bike and walk it across.
Wow. But even a scooter, because they do that with
the scooters
too. The scooters are dangerous.
They come out of nowhere.
Bloody oaf. And they're quick.
Mm-hmm.
So can you ride a scooter across?
Well, that's extending it out even further because your scooter's a more modern phenomenon.
Mm.
I don't know the answer, so we're going to get, I can see Hose and Widder pounding it.
Well, the phones are ringing, Jim.
Well, let's get Maxie on the phone there from Reservoir.
Slapsy.
Slapsy.
Hey, Slapsy.
Hello.
Hey,
now,
Max.
Have you got an answer to Rick's question?
Yeah, I don't reckon they should be allowed to go when a green man goes. They want all the road lanes in the road, and they want to go when the green man goes. I reckon they want too much. To be honest.
Right. Oh, thank
his
you, Max.
Thoughts.
That's his thoughts. Yeah. We actually want the proper ruling on it. Mm. Brucey's in Cranbourne. Brucey.
Yes. How are you?
Good, Brucey.
Have you got an answer to Rick's question?
Yes, as far as I know, you must get off whatever you're riding or whatever you're on before you cross an intersection.
Well, there you go.
Or crossing. Yep.
Must get off your bike or your scooter or whatever it is.
Joe's in Elphington.
So many kids.
Oh, no. Joe's there in Elphington. Joey?
How are you going?
Do you know definitively what to do in this situation?
I do not know definitively, but I know my mate is a lawyer and it is law that you are not allowed to ride your bike across a crossing because you have to get off and walk. Same as the pedestrian lights.
Well, there you go.
So you got to walk the bike across. So
get off your bike and walk across.
Hmm.
All right, well, there we are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Because it is dangerous, Bill.
Bloody
hell. If you're trying to turn left and you can't see a bike coming out of nowhere, then that's not what we want to have happen.
Exactly right.
Fair enough.
I might have the answer.
Go on then, Bartholomew.
According to Vic Roads, at crossings, if there's a bicycle, green man, machine man, cyclists can continue to ride across when the lantern is green. But for any other pedestrian crossings, they have to dismount and walk the bike across the road.
So if there's a little green bike...
They
can ride.
Okay. But if it's a green man, they've got to walk it across.
Correct.
Well, there we are.
Weren't people, there was an uproar there. You had to change it to, had to be a lady. Couldn't be a green man, Jim. Oh, that was it.
A green person.
Green person,
yeah. We're not getting all woke on green, this bloody show.
Green person, you've got to walk the bike, but if there's a green bike, you can ride it across.
That's it.
So there's your answer, Ricardo. But thank you to Hilda and Jeremy. And keep them indictable offences at James Brayshaw, and we will put it to the family.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Nick Vlosten from the Richmond Football Club, not too far away.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, overwhelm, underwhelm and over-deliver, my friend, I do consistently.
Three-time Richmond Tiger Premiership player JB is going to chat to us next. That is Nick Vlosten.
Oh, yeah. And I love Nick Vlosten, by the
way. Two and 1 minute. That's what I'm calling him.
Bill.
Two premierships, of course.
He's a three-time premiership player for the Tigers.
2017, 2019, and 1 minute when he played the Cats and Danger knocked him out.
Well, Bill, that's not his fault. He's still a premiership player. It doesn't matter what happened to him.
He can't remember anything about it. I betcha.
Bill.
I'll ask him, Jim.
Okay? Well, will you? When it actually starts, you will say that to him, will you? That you're actually not a three-time premiership player, you're only two.
He's tough.
I'm not sure, actually.
I reckon we'll get it started and you won't say anything like that.
Well, we'll see.
What about Christian Petrarca? Did you catch up with what he said?
What did he say?
Talking about the fact that the crowds for the Demons games have been lower than he thought.
Yeah.
He said, I walk out and I only see 30,000. It's, that's not where we need to be.
Wow.
And he got a clip from a couple too to say, you just worry about finding the footy.
Exactly.
But it is interesting, isn't it? Because they're a massive club now, Melbourne. Like they've all sort of come back around, famous old club.
Crowds are down, Jim.
They are down.
Yeah.
Mind you, they've had some poxy weather.
Crowds are
down. If it's freezing cold, Bill. Are you going to the G?
No, I'm sitting in the corporate box drinking.
Oh, yeah, we know. There'll be more than 30,000 there on Monday, though, for Queen's birthday.
Yeah. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
Bit more standard.
I had dyslexic.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Thursday night footy is back. It's Richmond versus Port Adelaide, and this man will be front and centre.
Richmond is feeling fresh off the bye, and our next guest is ready to fly once again.
Vlosten! Big ride over the top of Franklin.
Please welcome three-time Premiership Tiger, Nick Vlosten.
A three-time, Bill?
No.
Three?
No.
Premierships?
You're going to count the 2020 one against the Cats when he got knocked out in the first minute.
A three-time, last time I checked, Nicky boy.
Yeah, boys, thanks for having me.
That's all you need to say. Don't say another word. Last time I counted, it was three.
What do you remember that one against the Cats, Nicholas?
Not a lot. I only found out it was a night grand final about 6 months later. So, yeah, even the day before was pretty hazy. We stayed up in Brisbane. I couldn't remember that. So, and even the week after, can't really remember too much of, but that's for a different reason.
Yes, exactly right.
Good on you. I remember it was going all beautifully for the Cats to half time, and then
a bit before half time.
Yeah.
Then he got dusted.
And then got absolute dusted. Exactly. Mm. Yeah, very good.
Hey, what are you making of all of the Tigers this year? Because your good is really good, and everyone's a bit worried about you sneaking into the eight and doing proper damage.
Yeah, it's been an up and down year, I suppose. We've played a lot of good footy, and then we've just had a couple real bad quarters. I think there's only been one game pretty much all year we haven't been within a goal at three-quarter time. So we're in every game. We're just letting ourselves down in some areas. But we're going all right.
Yeah, found a bit of form lately, really, the Tigs, haven't they?
Yeah. I think we won four before the Sydney game. And then we're up by 30 points against Sydney and let that one slip away. But we're not doing too bad.
Are you a fan of Thursday night footy? Because I love it, sitting down watching. What about playing?
You get it over and done with, I suppose, and then you get weekend to yourself. But Thursday night footy in Melbourne can be pretty cold, especially the way it has been last week or so.
Just Thursday night?
No, oh, yeah, not game footy can be cold. So, yeah, it's not too bad. I don't mind watching it as well because there's something going on during the week. So.
How does it structure then for you? Because if you play Saturday, normally have a review Monday morning. Yeah. So if you play Thursday, what sort of a weekend do you get?
Yeah, we structure it all from when our next game is. So I think we have the following Thursday night again. So we'll be in on Saturday, I think, and then Sunday off, and then back in again Monday. So
that's not too bad.
Yeah, it makes knowing which day it is pretty hard because you kind of just go off what day the game is and doesn't line up with a lot of your mates outside of footy, but is what it is.
Nick Flosten, we're talking to. What do you call yourself as a defender? A hybrid defender? What do you call yourself, Nicholas?
Yeah, I'll go with a hybrid. But most of the boys down back I play with probably won't call me a defender. I don't really man up too much. So.
That's all right. Because
Jim
a
bit.
Picks up the small forward sometimes, yes. Then intercepts. Very good. You like the way he does that.
Beautiful.
But then rebounds beautifully and tries to get up the ground probably too much. So one of those hybrid.
Well, you've actually, it appears anyway, Nick, in your last 100 games, become a lot more daring with your own use by foot, and it's worked a treat. Is that something Dim has said to you? You're really good user, so if you see something on the 45, you can bite it off?
Not really. I think I've probably taken the piss a little bit the last couple of weeks. I've gone for a few I shouldn't have and turned it over and all that. But we got freedom in our game plan and stuff, and they kind of just back you to make the right decision. I haven't done it recently, but yeah, it's good fun. And then some of the boys kind of learn that you like to chew off through the middle a bit. So then they tend to run there a bit more and wave their arms around. So you see them and it looks real juicy. So, it can bite you in the ass a little bit. But
I don't mind it, though. Yeah. As a fan, you'll cop one or two turning over because it opens up scoring opportunities that you don't get long down the line.
Yeah, it does a little bit, especially at the G with so much room as well. You kind of can go for them a little bit. But, some other grounds and some teams defend the corridor real well. So you probably should put it away that week. But, it's opens up the game a little bit sometimes.
So you got you and Rioli just marching down towards the foreline. The other backman must be going, what's going on, boys?
Big Grimer.
Big Grimer's looking after three.
Yeah, him and Taz, they get my opponents most of the time. So even when the opposition plays six forwards, I'd sometimes find myself free somehow. So
how are you enjoying playing with Taz? When I was at North Mays, he's one of my absolute favourites. He's a golden bloke.
Yeah, he's a real good fella. I've only played three or four games with him this year, but you know what he's going to get from him. He's just going to shut down their key forward, and he doesn't do too much offensively. He's all just defense, which is good because then that allows a few more of us to run off. he's a real good fella, so he's good fun to have around.
Do you ever look at back when you played a few years ago and you had that dirty red beard?
Yeah.
What do you reckon of that, Nicholas?
Oh, it was pretty shocking, wasn't it?
I saw it today. I was having a look at it and thought, crikey.
Yeah, it kind of started. I just got like stitches in the chin, and the doc was like, oh, don't shave for a couple of weeks, and then got more stitches on the other side of the chin. So it kind of just grew without meaning to it. And then we started like a little group at the club all growing beards, and then they all realised it looked shit, so they shaved it off, but it was too late for me.
And you kept yours?
Yeah, I kept mine. One of my mates is big into his baseball or something. He said they all grow premiership beards or championship beards or something.
Oh, righto.
And this was back in 2017, so then the superstition came and kept it the whole year, and it worked out all right. So I had to grow it back the next year. I don't think it'll be returning. It's pretty hard to look after, actually. There's a lot of oiling and conditioning that has to go on, so it doesn't smell too bad.
Crikey.
Oiling?
Yeah, Basher got me onto all that. Yeah, the beard oil. You got to get it through, keep the skin nice and healthy underneath. No. So Basher got me onto all that because, the first year it was pretty rugged, and then the second year I looked after it a fair bit more. But, there's a fair bit of work that goes into it.
We're going to get you to hold on just for a sec, Nick Flosten, because there's more to discuss with this premiership star.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing tonight, by the way?
A couple of cones.
Oh.
We are joined by Richmond's Nick Vlosten, who are looking to get back in the eight on Thursday night as they take on Port Adelaide.
Spot on. Currently 10th on the ladder, the Tigers. You would think they'd get in the top eight, but Nicholas Alexander Leendert Vlosten. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
So you're from the Netherlands?
Yep, dad's side of the family.
Great. Dutch. So he's Dutch, Jim.
Yep, mm-hmm. Dutchy.
What do they call themselves, the Netherlands people?
Oh, I don't know. I got no idea.
No,
the Dutch.
No, Netherlanders, don't they?
Oh, I've always just said the Dutch, but
all right,
you
then,
can go with the Netherlanders.
Do you go back there at all, mate?
No, I've never actually been back.
Oh,
Yeah, I'll get there one year. I've still got a lot of cousins and that over there, distant relatives and that, but no, I've actually never been.
I'd like to go there. Wouldn't mind going.
Oh, yeah. Not a oath. Hey, you found one in Josh Gibkiss. He looks like a ready-mader already, if that makes sense.
A ready-mader already. Write that down, Matty.
Yeah, he's pretty special. We, like, you don't really get a first-year player who plays on key forwards a lot of the time or key position, really, and hold his own. So, yeah, he's super impressive. He's that athletic, that quick, and he's really good at stuff that you don't really expect kids who come straight in to be good at, like just the way he does his body work and finds an opponent once the ball goes out, stuff like that. He's pretty special that way. So he's going to be a very good player for a long time for us.
Bloody oath he is. Yeah.
Tom Lynch, is he playing this week?
If you ask him, he'd probably say yes, but I think the physios are holding him back for one more, I believe.
And Noah Bolter?
Yep, Bolter's in.
Ooh, good. So there's your full complement in the back half.
Well, I think he might be playing up the other end of the ground.
Oh, don't say too much. Port will get
hello. No, but we don't go into Adelaide, do we?
Yes, yeah,
we do. Okay. Don't say any of that then, Nick. Just keep that to yourself.
Well, Dimmer usually puts it out a couple of days anyway, so he's not one for keeping secrets anyway. So
how's he been, Dimmer? Has he been relaxed? Has he been grumpy?
No, he's been pretty relaxed. I think he told the media that he was on that CBD oil or whatever it is.
Yes, he did.
He's been very relaxed this year.
That's 11 Health. That's my brother's company. And it's doing a good job of him too, I think.
Nice little shout out.
He's loving it.
How are the shares going there, by the way?
Well, Bill, just stand by.
Well, I've been waiting for a while. Are you a qualified carpenter, Nicholas?
Yeah, yep.
Gee, that's a good effort.
Probably wouldn't trust me, but yeah, there was about 10 of us from the club who 5 or 6 years ago, pretty much every day off for 3 or 4 years, got that done. So yeah, it was a bit of fun.
And also, you're getting a helicopter license.
Yep. Wow. I decided being a chippy is too tough, so I kind of went down another route. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Not easy to do, is it?
Oh, I'm only 25, 30 hours in, so I'm still learning, but it's pretty fun.
With a view to being a commercial helicopter pilot down the track or just a hobby thing?
Yeah, I'm going for my commercial license. Oh, it's pretty expensive and, doing it privately, I probably wouldn't be allowed to that from the other half. So we'll see how we go.
Georgia Kelly.
Keep that quiet, Bill.
That's Georgia Jim, who looks a lot better than Nick.
Are you a part of the golfing fanatic group down there? Because I've been watching on Fox the golf shows with Gowie, and I saw Brody play out at Q, and then little Liam Baker out there. Jeez, they take their golf seriously.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I'm not. I'm no good. I don't have the patience for it. And on a nice sunny day, I'd probably rather be doing something else than playing golf. So. But yeah, there is a crew of about 15 of them, I reckon. So they're all members down at Q and some are out at Sunshine or something like that. They're having a bit of fun.
Well, you get down Torquay way, don't you? You love your surfing and things like that, Nick.
Yep. Built a house down there.
Good.
Finished end of 2020. So I actually lived down there last year and then with everyone returning to work and that, traffic got a bit tough. So I've moved back up to the city now and only really get down there on weekends or days off.
But when you're done, which is a long way off, of course, will you be down there permanently, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'll move straight down there.
And can you fly commercial choppers out of Torquay?
Into the backyard?
Yeah, maybe tours down the coast or something, golf tours. how we go.
Everyone wants to live down there, Jim. Everyone wants to go to Geelong or that
God's
area.
God's country.
Exactly.
God's country. No, I actually go further down towards God's country. Yeah. Port Fairy's me,
too far.
Nick. You could get not in a chopper. Wouldn't be in a chopper.
That's true.
Bloody oath.
Are you a good surfer?
Oh, I enjoy it. I wouldn't say I'm great, but I get out whenever there's waves.
And kite surfing?
Yep, into a bit of everything.
Oh, Christ, geez, you have a crack, doesn't he, old Nicholas Alexander Leendert Vlosten?
Yep, that's the one.
All the way from Netherlands, Jim, we found out.
Now, Georgia, where did we stumble across Georgia? As Bill said, looks far too good for you. How long's that been going for?
A fair while now. We actually met down in Torquay. She's a surfer too, so a bit of a love story. She likes the beach too, so,
Just a beautiful story.
Taz, her pooch or yours?
Mine.
Oh, looks a big mutt for the city. How are you putting the...
No, he's good. He's Lab Cross Cock Spaniel, so only weighs a couple of kilos, or 20-odd, but he's nice and lazy now. He's like 8 years old and pretty grumpy, so he's easy to...
Who do you love more? Tats or Jewel?
Yeah. She'd agree with that too, so.
It's a funny thing that in the come on, now, blokes love their dogs.
We need to let Nicky Boy go, yes, but we before do. We do, there's always a couple that we like to ask about.
Oh, yeah.
And Big Nank fascinates me. We loved it. We love the fact that he put a flamethrower to Bristle in the roaming Brian, but what sort of a bloke are we dealing with Nank?
Yeah, he's pretty shy. Shy. He had a couple of beers in him and he won't shut up. But he's a real good fella. He's into his golf as well, actually, with a few of the other boys.
Is he?
I think he might have broken a few clubs or two. But
a long way down for Nank.
Yeah, big clubs.
And the other bloke we've got to ask about is Ivan.
Yeah, make sure you get it right,
because
Ivan Soldo.
Jim's called him Ivan, and he corrected him on air. Wasn't happy, so Jim's cracked the shits with him. But we love Big Ivan.
Yeah, so do I. He's very witty. He's very smart.
Bit of a different sense of humor, but,
Soldo.
Let's get his name right. Dingbat.
Yes. All I can tell you, he's good.
Right. So, now, Nick, good luck, mate. I have a really good feeling about the Tigers' back half of this year. I think the mojo's starting to come back and to get down into that sort of fifth, sixth, seventh position, and you can cause all sorts of problems.
Look out.
Good luck.
Hopefully. Thanks, boys.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Nicholas. Vlossen on the Rush Hour. The Tigers have 98,000 members, and they want the Tiger Army out.
They put bloody Taz on that membership
on
list.
On Thursday night as they
put
take on
dogs,
Port.
Dogs, cats, they've got them all.
Adelaide at the MCG.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Mark Geyer, ahead of the first State of Origin game in Sydney.
Big game, that one, Jim.
My word it is.
And Billy
of course,
Slater, the coach.
I know, of Queensland. Very good. An update quiz.
Yep.
And we're joined every Wednesday by...
Got to try and get back out there.
Back out there. JZ Clark. So that's a very nice Wednesday rush hour helping.
Helping.
Now, Bill.
Is the quiz on too tomorrow? Do you say that? Righto. It must be, the way you're looking at me.
What happens to him, Rebs?
He doesn't listen.
Well, he never has listened.
No, it's been a long day. I'm just turning my mind off.
Have you turned my mind off?
I have turned it off.
What about turning it on every now and then?
No, that takes a while to warm up. It's like that photocopier out there. You got to turn it on six times before it prints.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Rebs.
Okay.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Oh, I reckon I'm 6 from 6.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yesterday was very popular, wasn't it, Eith? Look at him out there. Very popular. A little polar bear walks up to his dad, Jim.
Oh, no.
This is topical because we've been talking about polar bears, Jim. So this little polar bear walks up to his dad and he says, Dad, am I a real polar bear? Dad says, yes, you are. Why do you ask, son? Because I'm freezing.
Rabbits. There can be no question as to which button you
That's
are about to
That's a good gag.
Eat. Rabbits.
That is Rabs. That's a good
Otherwise,
gag.
Otherwise, the integrity of your position will be questioned.
Seven. Actually, it's a good
That
gag.
Is complete
Don't put it on my shoulders.
That is rubbish.
I might have to play both.
No.
Come on,
you got to make it a...
Thank you. That's crap. You know that.
That's a good gag.
That's rubbish.
That is a good gag. Poor little polar's cold. He doesn't think he's part of the family.
Is that what it is?
Got to get him back out there.
Better song. Crap joke.
Great joke. Tell you about the cows.
Oh, no. You can't go back to an old one that worked.
Oh, poor old.